Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
We hope you had a good week. It was crazy for us.
Quite an eventful one.
Yeah, one for the books, definitely.
Took a little road trip.
We took a road trip.
We got our
Christmas on.
Is this the longest that we've been in the car together?
I know
Frisco was long, but...
But we were with your parents.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, still a long drive.
The longest drive that you and I have taken.
I don't know what that was. I know what it was.
Yeah, you have your Bluetooth on the phone connected.
I'll take it off.
Someone's messaging you on the Insta.
It's probably my Ashley Madison profile.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know that that we've taken a longer trip. I know Frisco was long for us, but... Again, we weren't by ourselves.
No, we weren't by ourselves this time either.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So pretty long road trip. We were on the road for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
First way, about 5.5 hours back.
Yeah, we made pretty good time.
Yeah. So
we don't really fight when we go on road trips.
No, because you drive, and this time I snored. Did I snore both ways? Because I actually fell asleep both times. And that's because I woke up at 4:40 in the morning both times, both as we were heading out and as we were coming back home.
Yeah.
So.
You were out. I was the only one that was up.
Oh, sometimes that's nice.
It's no.
Peaceful. You know, you get the car to yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get lost in your thoughts and on the road.
I'm really more concerned about the girls being asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I want them asleep as long as I can.
As long as possible.
Especially with the 6-hour drive. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And the second we're in the car for about 20 minutes, they're both like, I'm car sick.
My head's dizzy. Yeah, which is ridiculous.
They don't like being in the car.
They don't even know what car sick means. Yeah,
they do. Because sometimes even in the car, Eli's like, I'm not feeling good. Just as we're driving to school, she doesn't like the turn. She doesn't, whatever. The G's, whatever it is, she doesn't like it.
The G's? What are you?
G-forces. You know,
are you late?
We got to get there quick. No, I think she's only been late one time in the last 2 quarters.
It wasn't with me.
No, it was with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, took a little road trip, headed over to Williams, Arizona.
Got ourselves a Christmas adventure.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. If you haven't been to Williams, Arizona, small town, Route 66 in Arizona, just past Kingman before Flagstaff.
Flagstaff, yep.
So right in between there, from the Inland Empire, it's about 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours with the stops, depending on...
Yeah, how many times you got to stop and how many kids you have with you.
Yeah. Can you do it in 5, maybe?
You probably could. You could probably do it in 5. You do have to make one stop. You got to be able to make one rest stop. You got to stretch your legs, fill up.
Yeah, you got to gas up.
Get a little snack.
About 400 miles. So it's a nice little trek.
Yeah.
I think we can make it on one gas tank, but...
You don't need to. Why push it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The smart thing, because we were already at a quarter tank when we hit Kingman. Yeah. So I don't like to go below that ever. So, especially not on the highway when you don't really know what's coming your way. So, it was smart. This is something that I have been wanting to do for years. And we were waiting for that magical time slot with age, with will they remember this, with will they enjoy it, do they still believe in Christmas magic? We checked all those boxes, yes?
Yeah, I think it was a good window to take the kids. Would we, if they were younger, I think it still would have been okay. But I think I felt it was a little bit more worth it for me for them to be around this age.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not recommend for younger than 5. I think 5 is pushing it.
Well, it really depends. Like, if you plan on going every year, like you plan on making it a tradition, then yeah, you can go under 5. No problem.
Okay.
But if you just want to go just to kind of give them the experience,
mm-hmm.
and you know this will probably be like a one and done,
mm-hmm.
because it costs a lot of money, right. which we'll get into later,
mm-hmm.
Then yeah, I would wait. I would wait till around 6, 8, 9.
6 to 8.
6 to 9.
Yeah. Those are the ages of our girls. We have one that's 6 and we have one that's 8.5. And I feel like that was like right in that zone, like we had touched on. Will they remember? Yes. Did they love it? Yes. Do they still believe in the Christmas magic? Yes. So all of that.
Did you hear me drinking?
Not really, but I kind of tuned that out. Mm. So we watched the movie. You hadn't seen the movie in a really long time, or maybe you hadn't seen the whole movie through. I feel
the
like
the Polar Express.
We watched it through one time.
We have to introduce what we went to do. We can't just say we went to Williams, Arizona. So we went to Williams, Arizona to take a ride on the Polar Express experience that they have there in town.
Yep.
Leveraging their Grand Canyon Railway, turns into the Polar Express and takes you to the North Pole and back. And then you get to see Santa sing some Christmas songs. Christmas.
Have some hot cocoa and cookies and caroling. And then Santa comes on board and brings the first gift of Christmas.
Yep. I think it was a good experience. For me, the weekend was about more than just that. Like, yeah. I think it was the reason why I had so much fun was just about everything, mm-hmm. not so much just that.
Right. But let's get into this a little bit. So we have an Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
She came early to deliver.
Like 2 days.
She came 2 days early. Normally she arrives on the first. She came 2 days early to bring tidings of great joy for the kids.
Yeah.
She brought a little sack from the North Pole and she left some envelopes. The first one said, "Hey, Santa, let me come early so we could have movie night. This is what I want to watch with you." And then she, then there were two other envelopes, right? So total of three envelopes, total of three letters from the elf and a sack from the North Pole. Well, they were super excited. Initially, they were just going to open the present in the morning. And I said, "No, wait." And then all day long, Zoe was asking, "Can I open it? Can I open it? I'm just so excited. I want to see." So I'm like, "Oh, when Aliyah comes home from school." So when Aliyah got home, I let them open it. And right away, they were like, "Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We have snow gear. She's sending us to the North Pole. I know it. I know it." They were just like all about this mission. What does this mean? So we watched the movie. And then they got to open the other two letters where our elf dropped the news that she was sending them to ride the Polar Express and that their godparents were going to meet them for the weekend. So that's how all of this got started. And this is something, like I said, I had been wanting to do for years and I was waiting for the magical moment and I almost didn't do it, but it was one of those like the money's going to go. And it's like I felt like it was like now or never.
Yeah, and you hadn't read the book.
I had not read the book. I still haven't read the book.
Yeah, I still
we have it. We bought it.
Right. And then so they made the movie, and I watched the movie one time. I think it was with you, mm-hmm. like a long time ago.
Right. I don't even think you finished it.
I fell asleep, and I was like, "Oh, we don't need to finish it."
And everyone hates on this movie because of the animation. They think it's like very computer,
it is
gamey, funky.
It is.
Get over it. Just enjoy the movie.
That's part of the experience of the movie. Like it just looks very video game. It doesn't look animated. I mean, it looks animated, but the meaning of the animation is to try and look realistic, and then they didn't get the realism like quite right.
It's not quite cartoon. It's not quite real. They hadn't worked out all the kinks yet.
It looks like AI.
It does.
You know, it doesn't hold up very well.
Anyway, we powered through.
So it's still hit the road. It's still a good story. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to read it with the girls tonight. But anyway, so we hit the road, we get to Williams, we leave super early Friday morning, we get there Friday afternoon, and I'm checking, we get in the room, our girls love hotels. I think they would be happy if we just went down the street and checked into a motel. They would just be thrilled.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, for me to enjoy it, it's got to feel nice and clean and, you know, fresh, but they love it. So we check in, Eli's doing video, we're looking around, I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, did I just hit dust? What am I seeing? I feel like I was seeing something, you know, in the air. So I'm like, oh, geez, is this room dirty, right? And then I'm looking and I'm like, I think it's coming from outside. And then I go to you and I'm like, I think there's little snow flurries. You're like, no, there isn't. You know, right away, anytime I say anything to you, no, it's not. You didn't see shit.
Yeah.
You know, you're
all. It's because you're so like dramatic sometimes.
Oh, goodness.
And you exaggerate in.
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, I told you, I think I see snow flurries. You're like, no, you don't. And then I go out.
No, you don't.
And then I went outside and Zoe came out with me. And we're like, yes, something's coming down. You're like, it's water. It's not going to hold up. You're just like totally.
Well, I don't know what snow looks like.
Grinching on my vibe out there. And then before you know it, it's snowing.
Yeah. Right? Well,
the little flurries turned into a little bit more. It was pretty cold.
You do. We talked about this before. You do live your life at times like it's a movie. Like you think
anytime
like
I can.
Anytime you can, you think like, oh my God, this is magical moment.
It's a wonderful life, baby.
So I'm like, she's like, it's snowing. Oh my God, it's snowing. And it's like, it looks like sawdust is in the air. Like it's barely just like when somebody says it's raining, it's just kind of drizzling. And you're like, wet. Oh, it's raining. I'm like, yeah. No, it's not. It's not raining. It's just drizzling.
Yeah. So we got snow.
There's drizzle. Moisture in the air. So that's how I felt. Like there was. Oh my God, it's so snowy. It's snowy, but it's really, it's just like little dust in the
flurries.
Air.
It was cute.
But then it really did start snowing. But then
it started coming down, shut you up, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh shit, it's actually snowing now.
You see?
And I shut my mouth and put my tail between my legs. And,
exactly.
And shit, you know.
Talking shit to your wife.
Hey.
Ruining her vacation.
I wasn't ruining your vacation.
Like I said, you were,
but you were like,
grinching on Christmas, totally.
No, you thought like it was like the music was playing and like there's snow and it's so beautiful. You were like all about it.
Act like you weren't.
No. I let you have your moment. I didn't want to, you know, crap on your moment. So,
but you did anyway. In the beginning.
Yeah, I did.
You thought I was wrong, but I turned out to be right.
Yeah,
but that's the part that you don't like, is that I was actually right.
Hell no, I don't want you to be right. But you were like.
I was, so suck it.
You're like exaggerating, like, oh my God, it's so, it's beautiful. It's snowing on our trip and it's coming down. Hallmark movie, you know?
It was so cool. We've never seen it snow.
Yeah. And so that was the other thing. Then, okay. So I have seen it dust, like you said. We had like a dusting here in Ontario.
You're right,
like
last year.
That
kind of happened everywhere because I was out in Whittier drinking with my friends at a bar and we were like, is that snow? And everyone went outside and, you know, you saw the little white on the cars and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, that happened for like 8 seconds.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, part of me was like, okay, I live in California. You know, when like somebody's saying like, oh, it's hailing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're saying, oh, it's snowing.
Right. Like, you know, California hail versus like Texas hail.
Yeah. So I'm like, I didn't want to call it snow because I don't know what snowing is.
Yes.
So if I call that snow, then it's not, I don't know. Anyways. So we had that little dust in here in Ontario, but I'd never actually seen it snowflakes, like snow.
Right. Like snow falling. Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, we were there, you know, it was kind of getting dusty on and off throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
We went out that day to go have lunch and it started snowing, like
full on
snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool.
That was cool. The girls were in their jackets and Zoe's like ninjaing the snow and they're twirling in it. Eli's trying to make snowballs. It was freaking fantastic.
It was pretty cool. Like we're trying to take a picture and the stuff's like hitting us in the face.
In our eyes, we're all like making like squinty faces, like, oh, look at us in the snow, you know?
And then, you know, the people in Williams are probably like, look at these dumbasses.
Idiots.
Like, we're the only ones out there.
Walking around with our hands up, our mouths open.
Dumbasses.
Yeah. They're like foreigners.
What? You guys never seen fucking snow before?
Oh, those must be the Californians.
We're like, yeah, bitch, I've never seen snow, okay?
Yep. I paid for this.
You know how much this fucking snow cost me?
Exactly.
We'll go over that later.
But it was so fun. So we walked around in the snow. We made use of our snow gears. It was cool. I mean, that was, you know, that was a moment right there. And me and you were crying in the car. I'm crying in the car like, girls, I waited 40 years to see this. You guys are, you don't Hold know on. How good you have it.
Hold on. Hold on. What do you mean we were crying in the car?
Okay, I was crying.
I was not to crying.
You. Don't act like you weren't emotional at all.
I was
all.
Not emotional. I was enjoying the moment.
Okay. I was crying. I was crying.
Yeah, because you think it's like the music's playing.
Yeah, that's how it happens in my mind. Yes. That's exactly what it was.
I can't believe you. But yeah, it was fun. I literally was doing my best to enjoy the moment.
We had a great time. So that was night one.
Yeah, night one.
Checked out some breweries, got some food, got some drinks, played some games with the kids in the room, and then off to bed. Day two was our adventure day. So we got to hit up Arizona,
mm-hmm.
which was fun. We had done that once before. This was our second time to Williams. The first time we went was about, what, 6 years ago? 6.5 years ago? And a half years ago?
Well, I was like, one Aliyah or 18, was like,
she was like 18 months.
18 months, 2 years, somewhere around there.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. We went to go whitewater rafting and there was a storm and it washed away the entrance for the rafting. So they were postponing it for a couple of days and we were like, no, we can't wait that long. So,
in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. So we'll have to try to repeat that or actually get it done this time. But anyway, so this was our second trip to Williams. So we kind of had an idea of, you know, what the town was like and what to expect. And we had done Arizona before, but of course, Aliyah didn't remember and Zoe didn't get to go. So we went to go check it out. We got to see bears and donkeys and bison and wolves and reindeer. And that was all through like a drive-through portion. And then they have like a little zoo where we got to see some other cool animals. So that was a really fun way to spend the morning. And then onto the big show, the Polar Express.
Wait, hold on. I want to stay with Arizona.
Oh, go for it.
You know, when you go through the, like those drive-through experiences, like they have them for Halloween where they scare you, or they have them for Christmas when you go drive through the lights, right?
Yeah.
So that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Except there's animals. So yeah.
We had a wolf smelling our tire.
Yeah. There's a wolf there. And then, you know, I don't know, 2,000-pound buffalo just comes
right up to the car.
Yep. You know,
chomping and looking,
pooping, just poops right in front of the car. And the girls are like, that's disgusting.
And they had the little babies that were like frolicking. Oh my goodness, adorable.
Really cool animals to watch, though. Of course, they're used to people, so they can care less. The wolves were cool. They were kind of just doing their thing. The buffalo, I think, were one of my favorites. The buffalo. They're,
I like those, the reindeer. Those are,
it's about the size of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they were huge. They were cute to just kind of watch them do their thing.
I wanted one of them to kind of smack the car, you know, give it a little
nudge.
Yeah.
A little Rubens racing.
Exactly. That's what I wanted, you know, but it would have been a really good story if
tell how we got that dent.
Yeah, there's a dent in the side of the car. Yeah, buffalo. Oh, yeah.
Came from a bison.
Smacked my... Is there a difference between bison and buffalo?
I don't know.
Does anybody know that?
There must be.
Hit us up. If you know, what's the difference between a bison and a... Maybe, I think it's where they live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
But anyway, that was a really cool experience. I know we've gone there before. They did like a bird show, which was really cool, where the birds were flying.
Right. The last time, yeah. The girls loved the otters.
The otters are amazing.
Little sea otters were super cute. They look like
puppy dogs.
Yeah, they're so adorable. We saw turkeys. Oh my gosh, they are huge. Turkeys are huge.
They're pretty aggressive.
Yeah, they're mean. They looked mean.
Arizona, go check it out. If you ever hit Williams, Arizona, it's definitely one of the cool experiences there.
Good Bloody Marys.
Yeah, we had some Bloodies there. Mm-hmm. Really kicked off the morning.
First thing we do when we walk in. Oh, look, craft cart. Yes. Stop number one.
Alcohol. Drinks. It was okay, so it was freezing. It was in the high 30s.
I don't even know that it was high.
Yeah, like high 30s. And then got into the low, probably 30s, high 40s. I mean, high 20s.
High 20s, I think, for the evening time. Yeah.
It was cold. Mm-hmm. It was really cold.
Really chilly.
But it was still a great experience. We bundled up. There was a dude there.
We saw him at Barizona.
With jeans and flip-flops.
And then we saw him at the Polar Express.
He
was in pajamas and flip-flops.
Yes.
Men, that is not a good look for you. Let me just say, there is nothing more unattractive than a man wearing pants and flip-flops.
I don't know. Some girls dig the whole, you know.
It's disgusting.
2002 hipster.
Don't ask me for a date. If you're going to wear jeans and flip-flops.
What do you mean don't ask me for a date?
Don't ask for a date.
You're married.
It's not going to happen.
You're married.
Well, it's really not going to happen if they're wearing jeans and flip-flops.
So there's a chance that it'll happen?
If they don't have flip-flops on and they're wearing jeans, possibly. Possibly. They need to have shoes. You want to wear flip-flops? Fine. Wear shorts. You need to be wearing shorts.
What about the dress socks the dress shoes with no socks?
I'm out. I'm out on that one. I can't get into that. Can you do that? Could we go to a wedding or a formal event? Could you see yourself wearing like capri tux pants and like no socks and dress shoes?
No, I'm 6'3".
You know they wear the no-show socks. Like they're wearing socks.
But
like The Rock does it. He's your size.
Yeah, but he's The Rock.
Yeah, well, you're the tuna. I mean, it's all about if you want to wear that. I love how
you're comparing me to him.
If you want to wear that.
But, you know, look. I'm not him, so.
That's okay. I still love you.
Although we're the same height. We're probably the same weight. He's just all muscle.
You are The Rock. I did marry The Rock.
Keep saying that, baby.
Are you guys the same size? I think we're maybe like 2 inches taller than you. Maybe.
No, he's 6'3". I'm 6'3".
Oh, nice.
I don't know how much he weighs, but we're probably the same weight.
It just lays a little different.
I just hold it a little different.
That's all. All right. back to pajamas and flip-flops.
Yeah. So.
That's just dumb.
I think he's probably from one of those states where it's like always cold as hell. And
so that was warm.
Yeah. The sun's out. So he's like, oh, it's beautiful out here.
Yeah. No, I don't think
I'm going to put my flip-flops on.
I don't think that's what it is. I think that was just that I'm just going to wear flip-flops because that's how cool I am.
So you think he was trying to be like.
I think he was trying to be a cool guy.
No, yeah. He's just trying to say, oh, this ain't shit. So yeah. I'm just going to wear flip-flops because it's not that cold.
Yeah. He was making
and everybody else has snow boots on.
Yeah.
Everyone has like 17 layers.
Yep. Yeah, anyway. No, not having it. All right, so the Polar Express adventure.
Yeah, Polar Express hopped on the train, full on. I want to say, I don't know, 12 carts maybe?
A through, who knows? We were on D. I saw there was an F and a G, an H, I think.
13 carts, all the way to N.
They went all the way to N, you saw mm-hmm. that? Oh, wow. Yeah,
to N. So dang. A through N. 13 carts.
They're making money.
For this train ride that lasts about
90 minutes.
Yeah, somewhere around there, about an hour to 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. So give me your take on it. We talked a little bit about it, but give me your take on the specific. I know we had a great weekend. I'm not saying we didn't. Mm-hmm. But give me your take on specifically. The experience.
I thought it was.
Give me a 1 to 10. Give me a 1 to 10.
Oh, we're going to do. I thought we were going to do like 1 to 5 kisses. Like how many kisses do you give it? 1 to 10. Okay. If you want to go 1 to 10, I will give it a solid 8.5.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think the outside of the train cars could have looked a little, you know, more festive, but they had platform, like your cart number on it. And they also did have decals that said, tiny, albeit, but it was on there. It did say Polar Express on the train.
They were actually pretty big. So, they're like 18-inch circles.
Right. I mean, it wasn't plastered on the whole train.
Right, right.
But they did have something that at least you could see. So I was like, okay, I give them props for that. Mm-hmm. The inside, I thought, was decorated well. Kind of better than I anticipated. The actual train car itself, the seats and everything. A little squishy for adults, but overall... You know, I thought was comfortable. It was kind of better than I was expecting. I wasn't expecting anything grand. So I have to say it kind of exceeded what I thought I was going to get on this ride.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, they had hot cocoa. They had cookies. They had someone reading the story. And that's why we bought the book. It was a tip that was given to me by a friend who just went recently. She said, hey, they're going to read the story. So if you don't have the book, you should get the book in the gift shop so the girls can read along.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
really
cool.
But only one of them can read.
Only one of them can read, but they were reading the story aloud. So at least they could just follow along, and they had their book and they're like, okay, it's story time. And they had these giant books that they were walking. I wish those would have been for sale so I could have bought a giant book, but they weren't. So we got the regular size book. The reading of the story, I was underwhelmed at our arrival of the North Pole.
Yeah.
That part was like, okay. Some of the parts were very desolate, and I'm like, really? You guys couldn't put some freaking blow-ups here? Like, look at all this space. Like, you guys are making this train run for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Put some Frosties out here. Get a Rudolph, you know? So that part was a little meh. But the caroling, the visit from Santa, like, all of it, I felt like, oh, this is like, they crammed in as much of the movie as they could. And I thought they made it really fun for the kids. I really do.
Yeah, I think that the kids like it.
Okay, your take?
I'd give it a score of about 6.5. 6.5 for me.
Really?
Yeah. 6.5 for me because I was pretty underwhelmed with the what's it called? Where are we going? Where was our destination?
The North Pole.
The North Pole. Thank you. I've seen people's houses decorated much better than that. Really.
I give you that.
I've seen light shows on people's houses that like have some, you know, awesome stuff going on.
Right. We have that, you know, 30 minutes from us. Lights on Deerberry.
Yeah. So my expectations were, it's not like you can get off.
Right.
It's not like, you know, there's anything outside of the train car. So when we get there, it better be wow. And it was like,
even along the way, it could have been a little more
wow. Oh, yeah, totally. But yeah. So I gave it about a 6.5. The train I thought was really cool. The inside of the train was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how they can, because of the size of our group, they kind of configured the bench seats so that we can face each other. We can talk during our trip. Mm-hmm. The girls were able to sit, you know.
They had a good window view.
Yes, nice window view.
Comfortable seating for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all that part was done very well. It was organized. I was able to find where I needed to go. The staff was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point, right, the main thing is I'm going to the North Pole. And so when we got there, I was like, ah, this didn't
get me. This looks like the South LA Pole.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So it's, for me, it's a one and done, you know.
I agree.
It's a one and done. I don't know that we would make it, you know, oh, we need to go back. I had so much fun. We need to go back. I can definitely see where people would. Just because of, like I said, the weekend as a whole,
mm-hmm.
when you put it all together, it's awesome weekend. Like when you, even if you go for overnight, like you stay one day, you do that at night, you know, maybe leave the next day or something like that. Even that is
doable.
And it would be cool to do that, you know, year after year. But for me, I think I'm good. I think I'm good with, hey, we went.
I agree with something that, you know, like I said, I've been waiting so long to scratch off my bucket list. I feel like I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would like to do something different. But what I will say is I enjoyed the idea of kind of like a holiday season outing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part was really cool. I mean, you guys, it is Sunday, December 3rd. We have been to the North Pole. We have seen it snow. We have written letters to Santa. We have taken pictures with Santa. Like, I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
You know?
Check. I still don't have my tree up, though.
We don't have any Christmas outside of our house. I don't know if we will. We have our tree up. We have no ornaments. But we have been pedal to the metal still. I mean, all week long was, we had school project, yeah. right? So we were working on shoebox project for three nights in a row. You wanted to get Creature's House done before yes. we took off. So it was pedal to the metal there for you. Any spare moment you weren't working, you were working on his house. So it was like the lead up to it was pretty insane. And then it's like, okay, here we are. It's already the second weekend after Thanksgiving and we don't have our Christmas decor up. So that part is a little rough. But overall, I mean, honestly, it was fantastic. I think it was something great to do. I think it's one of those core memories. We bought the girls the book, right? Like we had talked yeah. about. We went to go take pictures with Santa. He signed it for them.
Yes, you Santa know? Signed their book.
So I love that they have, that they're going to have that memory and they get to keep that for them. We bought ornaments. We like to buy ornaments of places we visit so that we can, you know.
During Christmas, during, yeah.
Yeah, during Christmas, we can review all the places that we visited and things we had done throughout the year and years past. So we got our ornaments. Santa hands out bells.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know why, you need to watch the movie. But I think it's really cool that, you know, they have that too. They say Polar Express on them. So all of that to me is just, it was a really, really, really big win. And I think I really needed that because I was feeling kind of down about wanting, the girls have been missing Disney. And even I think I had talked about, I posted on my Instagram. I don't know if we talked about it in our last, but she made her own, Zoe made her own makeshift Haunted Mansion ride here at home.
Yes.
She put on Nightmare Before Christmas. She got a little purse strap and she strapped her and her bunny into our rocking chair. She put a strap on the curtain, another piece of the strap on the rocking chair. Her and her bunny are in there. They're watching the movie. I'm like, are you making your own Doom buggy? She's like, yeah, we're doing Haunted Mansion. She's like, I know it's a lot of money, Mom. I know it is. So I'm doing Haunted Mansion at home.
Yeah.
And I went in the bathroom and cried because I was like, they are missing Disney
yeah.
so bad. And I know she wanted to go. So I'm like, that's it. We're going. So I looked it up. Four tickets for the cheapest day in December. No parking. No food, no Genie Plus, no Lightning Lane, no nothing. Just four tickets to walk in the door would have cost us over $1,200.
For a park hopper.
For a park hopper.
Yeah.
For one day park hopper entrance only.
Yes.
So our Williams trip.
Yeah.
We got a room for two nights. That included continental breakfast, which has amazing waffles.
That's not continental juice. Breakfast. That's
it was like
that's
breakfast.
Breakfast.
I mean,
that's not continental breakfast. Yeah, is
it's like fruit yeah. and toast.
Yeah,
they had bagels. They had oatmeal. They had waffles. They had fruit. They had juice. They had coffee. Cereal was available. So all of that. The train ride for four, Arizona for four, all of that cost us. And early check-in. We even paid for early check-in for the hotel because we got there so early. So we paid an extra $25 to check in early. That was $1,085 for four people for 2 days. Now, granted, that doesn't include our food and drink, which really wasn't
like
a another, lot.
It's like $7,000 for our food and drink. No.
I don't know. What would you guess we spent on food and drinks? Maybe 300?
Yeah.
If that?
Yeah, maybe.
2 days?
I don't know. We didn't track
we
it.
We took snacks in the room. Like, I had bought stuff before. We had a fridge in the room.
And gas. It doesn't include
gas. Oh, it doesn't include gas. Yeah, it doesn't include it
gas. But gas is probably about 180, 160 each way.
We filled up three times. One time when we left. One time in Kingman.
Okay.
And then one more time in Kingman on the way home. So yeah. Three tanks of gas.
So then that's
about what, $80?
Yeah, about $80. Yeah. Okay. So 240.
Right. And yeah. We didn't factor gas into the Disney day either.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean it's they're expensive weekends either way. But to your point,
was it worth it?
Was it worth okay, so it definitely was worth the trip. If you want to talk about the trip being worth it, mm-hmm. Of course it was worth it. You know, the snow, the company,
the adventures,
the experiences, all of that. Of course it was worth it. Is Disneyland, one day at Disneyland worth it? It depends. And it really does.
I didn't book it. I was hell bent. I was like, oh, my child needs to go. Like, I want to give her this.
But it's not like they've never been.
Right.
This is something that they've never been to.
And at that price tag, you know, we know what we're in for when we when we go to Disney. I was like, we would have spent another $500.
Where, Disneyland?
In the day at Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
Between, oh, I want this treat. Oh, you know, we're only here one day. So, of course, I'm going to let them get more treats. I'm
going to
let
Plus, them pick
something. We're going to buy Genie Lane. Plus. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, if you're going to Disneyland, it's your first time going. Of course, that's worth it. That's worth it. Is it worth it for us in our particular? Well, no, not really. Because, like I said, we've been.
Right.
We've been multiple times. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely worth it to go on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely worth it to go on the trip.
Yep.
Do I miss Disney? Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
I miss it a lot more than I thought I would.
Me too.
But what has been the consolation has been we're doing other things now that we didn't in times when we had our Disney passes.
Yeah, we were playing softball. Like we would normally go to Disneyland during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We would be playing softball.
Yeah, now the girls have two sports and an instrument.
Right.
So, you know, the time isn't quite there. So, yeah, that Disney price tag, though, I got to say, wait, like with those one-day prices.
No, I'm out on the one day.
I'm out on the one day.
It's for me, it's like you spend the money on, at least for us here at SoCal. For us, it's like either you spend the money on a seasonal pass or a season pass, mm-hmm. a yearly pass, annual pass.
Well, now they're called Magic Keys, but yes.
What, call it whatever you want.
That's what they call it.
Annual pass, because it's you have to pay for it annually. Yeah, just I would say it's worth it. If you go, you'd have to go once a month to make it worth it, but to me, I'd much rather pay that money.
At these prices, you can go once every other month and still see your value. The thing is, now you're having more blocked out days, so it's one of those like, well, if you're able to go that month, yeah, you're thinking of the meme, right?
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, if you're able to go that month, you better go because you never know when Disney's gonna take it away from you.
I know. I think like all of December. One of the passes is like all of December is blocked.
The cheap one. The one, you know,
the whole thing is blocked.
The whole month. Before you used to be able to get the first like 14, 15 days.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Now, if you have the SoCal pass, you get no December.
You get nothing. No soup for you.
You get no December. You also are blocked out the first like 8 days of January. Whatever is remaining for them to have the holiday features up, you're blocked out that time.
So they took away all of holiday features.
You can go at the end of November. That's when they'll let you experience Christmas is before Christmas, your favorite time to experience Christmas. So yeah. You get it in November. They normally have everything up by November 12th, right after Veterans Day. They have all the Christmas stuff good to go. So if you can find yourself a reservation, you have until like November 30th to get in and get your Christmas because after that, you're cut off.
I had a hack for this. So it doesn't work anymore. But you used to be able to buy a day pass, go on that day, then say, I want to upgrade to an annual pass.
Yes.
Then, hey, you paid for that day. You're no longer blocked. And then you still get at least one day, like any day that you had blocked, you can go and buy a day pass.
Buy a day pass, go that day.
Go that day and then apply it to your, because whatever money you spent on that day pass, you could apply that to your annual pass.
Yes.
So you would be able to do that.
Those were the BC days.
Yeah, before COVID. But now, because the passes are closed, now you can't even do that.
Here's the hack that I think you can do now, if I'm not mistaken. When they release the passes, you can buy one. I don't think your calendar starts until you actually use it. So let's say they open them up for sale in March. Maybe you decide not to go until November.
No, I don't think it works that way.
And then you get like a year, you know, from then. But like if they increase the price, you know, of your renewal or what have you, you're going to pay that higher price.
No, I don't think it works that way.
I don't know. I mean, it could. I don't know.
Plus, that doesn't.
I mean, like, what's the point of that?
Exempt you from the blockage day.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just saying, like, if you were hoping to get like holiday time out of it, because we used to way back in the day when we would buy them, we used to buy them in December. Remember?
Yeah, because so we would can get two Christmases out of it. Two Christmases.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, like, oh, what if you want to use it for the first time in November, like the end of November? So that way you get all the next year and you get to get two holidays out of it and then decide, like, okay, if they raise the price, do I want to renew or not, type of thing.
So
that would be potentially my new Disney hack. But
I know we talked about this previously, but if and when they open up the passes, are you going to get one?
I will.
You're going to get new passes? Even the blocked ones for...
Yeah, I would, because after seeing that it would cost me $1,200 to walk in the park for one day, if I buy the cheap passes, it would cost us $2,000 at the prices they are now today. Mm-hmm. It would cost us $2,000 to get a family of four annual passes. I noticed on the calendar that they added some Friday evenings and a lot of the off-peak days. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know, pick them up from school on Friday, head out for a night. And we never really get to go at night. Every time we would go, it was get there early, leave before traffic, all that good stuff. And you don't get to see a lot of the night lights. Now that our girls are older, it'd be like pick them up from school, head over on a Friday night. Cool. A couple of nights like that, 2 days, you get your money back and you get to park hop. I mean, these were park hopper tickets, but I mean, for one time for $1,200 versus $2,000 for a whole year, yeah, just take my $2,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's really it's a no-brainer. You spend a lot more, but...
Given the proximity,
but,
you know, we're close.
Yeah, of course, we're close.
So,
yeah.
You know, it makes sense. It makes sense to do that. You know, versus I think even the specials that they run, these like SoCal, oh, we're running a SoCal ticket. It's never a time you want to go. And it's like, oh, as low as $75 per day per park. Yeah. But if I want to park hop, it's more. And I have to buy 3 days worth of tickets. Yeah. I have to pay $75 a day.
Right.
Times four. So no, just take my money.
That's $225 a person. Right. So you have to pay that times four all up front, and then you get your 3 days.
Right. And you still have to pay for parking. You still have to pay for Genie Plus. And if you have an annual key, you'll get a percentage off parking. You'll get a percentage off Genie Plus. You get, you know, percentage off food and merchandise, you know, little things. But just give me that.
It's still a good deal, though, because for a family of four, that's $900 for 3 days. That's a good deal.
Yeah. And a pass is $2,000 for, what would you say, like 8 months? Are you blocked off enough to where I don't think you're missing 4 months, because you can't go in June, can't go in July. August, you can go at the end. Yeah. You can't go at all in December. So,
Like about four months. Yeah, so like 8 months.
Yeah.
So you have to go.
So you could get 8 trips at the minimum if you just went once a month versus 3 trips. And the 3 trips are condensed. You have to use them within a certain time frame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. I just saw something on Instagram that said Nick Cannon spends $250,000 a year to take his children, his 12 children, to Disneyland.
$250,000 to go to Disneyland a year?
For 12 kids.
Dang. How much is that per kid? Let's do the math really quick.
250,000 divided by 12.
What is he counting? Is he counting his baby mamas?
Baby mamas? I don't know. Does Mariah Carey ride rides with all the other baby mamas?
Does she even go?
Do they sing "All I Want for Christmas Is You"?
That's 20,000 a kid.
Dang.
That's 20,000 a kid.
That's nothing. That's private school tuition.
For him. 20,000 a kid a year to go to Disneyland.
Oh my goodness.
No way. That has to be just inflated.
I don't know. I mean, come on. It was on Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, including security and private tours and, you know.
Yeah, plus all his baby mamas.
But how many times?
He's got 12 kids, but he's got 15 baby mamas.
For that much. How many times do they go for that much money?
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
We mentioned a little earlier that a lot of time was spent building our house for our new pet. His name's Creature. He's a Salcutta tortoise. He's about 30 years old. And all of a sudden, we have a tortoise in the house.
Yeah.
Literally in the house.
Yep, he snuck in.
Yeah, so...
slept in the dining room.
This tortoise, I know we talked a little bit about it earlier, but
He's so cute.
We've got a tortoise. He is... We changed his name. We had changed his name from his name used to be Mr. Freeze, but we changed his name to Creature. Don't worry, he doesn't know his name. He doesn't care.
He doesn't come.
He doesn't respond to it. He doesn't. No, he's not like a dog or anything like that. But we just felt like he was a little bit more rough around the edges. Although Mr. Freeze is really good, he's still like a villain. Creature we thought was a little more fitting for the house.
Yeah, we liked that. I mean, we could have also gone Bad Batch and named him Wrecker because that's really what he is.
He is a bulldozer, so he just likes to, he moves forward, and if whatever's in his way, then
it's going down.
Yeah, either it moves or, you know.
He will move it.
Yes, he's very strong. We got the tortoise from a neighbor who moved, and we used to go take walks around the block, and we seen this tortoise and thought it was super, super cool, so we would just kind of say hi and watch him walk around his house. The owner came out one day and was like, hey, do you want to feed it? So we got to feed him. Got to learn a little bit more about him. Mm-hmm. Again, his name was Mr. Freeze because when they originally got him, he was in an apartment in Brooklyn. They didn't know how big he was going to get. So he essentially outgrew his terrarium.
If you have seen a sulcata in a reptile store, the babies are no bigger than a silver dollar pancake.
Yes.
So they probably thought they were getting one of those other tortoises that are, you know, like a pizza size. He is not.
He's the third largest tortoise on the planet.
Yep.
There's two others that I can't, you know, the Galapagos and some other one. Yeah, I forgot their name. But he's number three.
So, yeah, he started in a terrarium in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And so, you know, he had to get rehomed because he was just too big. The owner didn't know what was going on. What
to
do with
him. He was busting out of his little tank. So they sent him to a tortoise rescue somewhere in New York.
And they ended up shipping him out here to the new owner via plane.
Via DHL. He was wrapped on a pillow in a box.
Ace Ventura, pet detective.
Coming through. Got a package.
So he got stuck in Chicago. And it was freezing. They got grounded.
He got grounded. He got stuck in a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm. And he's on the plane and it's like, you know, and freezing temperatures.
Yeah, he was actually a gift.
Yes.
So the new owners, the sister, bought it for her sister. It was a Christmas present. And she's calling. She's like, you have to get to the plane. You have to get that turtle off the plane. Like,
it's going
to
die.
He's going to die.
So they don't. So he froze. They don't. Yeah, but I guess maybe his body just slowed down so much. Mm-hmm. They delivered him. He was literally just not dead frozen, but
frozen
like really cold. Mm-hmm. They had to kind of thaw him out, get him under the heat for about 3 days. Yep, it took him 3 days before he really started to move.
Mm-hmm. 3 days in a warm bath and in front of a heater.
Yes. So. At the time, the owner was working on Batman, the animated series, and they thought
Mr. Freeze was fitting.
Yeah, so he was Mr. Freeze, which is a really interesting story, and people like hearing it just because of
His origin. Yeah, that's his origin story. And what's cute is the girls, as we would go over and see him, they would say, I want to go see Snowflake.
Yes.
They called it Snowflake. They thought it was a girl, and they named her Snowflake because they thought her shell looked like a snowflake, and everything with the girls is rainbow, snowy, unicorn-y, you know.
It's very girly, very dainty.
Yeah.
Butterfly, candy cane.
Yes, yes.
Everything is Holly very Bajali. Dainty. Holly yes. So we had this big old tortoise, and they called it Snowflake. They called it
Snowflake. It's not Snowflake.
And so we wrote a letter to the owner. We left it in their mailbox and said, hey, we want to know more about this tortoise. Yeah. That's when we ended up meeting him and letting the girls let the girls feed him. And that's when he told us, like, you guys, we were blown away by the letter, for one, because they drew a map of him walking around the yard and it was like kind of spot on to what he really does.
Yep.
And, we stated on there that the girls call him Snowflake. And it was just really close because Mr. Freeze, Snowflake, you know.
Exactly.
It was really close. So they were like, wow, like these girls, you know, we're so happy that these girls really like him. He's kind of been a little bit of a staple around the neighborhood.
Right.
So people that walk by that house know the tortoise.
Yeah.
So yeah, they just really got attached to the story of the girls, you know, and how much they liked him. They liked watching him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one day when you were in Texas, I went over there and I was like, hey, what's going on? And we started feeding the tortoise. And he's like, hey, we're moving, you know, we're moving. And
you asked, we can't take with the big
guy. Like, what's this guy? We can't take him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? You can't take him? Like, no, we're going to be in Washington, which is, you know, their climate's not conducive to tortoises. And we also spent some time in Hawaii, so we don't really have anybody to watch them while we're out and this and that. And I was like, oh, well, you know, me and my wife may want to take them. You know, the girls really like them. And
they miss their dog.
It's coming up on a year where our dog passed. So, I'll talk to her and kind of see what happens. And mm-hmm. sure enough, I come home and I'm like, hey, we're getting the tortoise.
Yeah. Like, what?
I didn't really ask. I just said, hey, you know.
Yeah.
So we're getting Mr. Freeze. And you were kind of like,
I was really hesitant just because we know that this home is not our forever home. It's a great space for him right now. He has plenty of room to roam, all the grass his little tortoise heart can desire. But we know this is not forever. And we were looking at some new construction, which, you know, you get 4 feet of backyard and that wouldn't work for him. And we would hate for him to be here, all for us to have to rehome him again.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did let them know, like, you know, well, that's one of the things I was talking with you about. I'm like, aye, but what if it's just temporary and then we have to say bye to him and the girls can't lose another animal, you know?
Yeah.
It was a lot initially. You know, I was really like, I don't think we should do it. I don't think we should do it. But that's just because I've been closed off. I don't want to get hurt again. And the responsibility with Gus was huge, especially in his later days, especially when he got sick. Those vet bills are no joke.
Yeah.
So
well, I can't imagine what this guy's vet bill is going to be.
Yeah.
Specialty animal.
I would just go in the mom group. Do we have any mom vets that would like to bring their kids to see a tortoise? By the way, can you check him out? We hope he doesn't have pneumonia.
Yeah. He's pretty low maintenance though.
Yeah.
Eats a lot of grass and vegetables, obviously, like leafy greens.
In the end, we decided to take him and we thought we're not moving anytime soon. And when we do make the move, if it's something that's not conducive to him, we can deal with it at that time. Otherwise, we can probably come up with a good workaround.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But he's happy here. He just had an old house and he didn't really fit in it. So I was talking
to this fat guy in a little house.
Yeah. I was talking to one of the reptile, shops around here. And I'm like, I can't get him in his house. He doesn't want to go in there. I go, but it is small. So he's probably like, yeah, he doesn't want to go in there because it's hard for him to maneuver. So I built him a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that was pretty fun. It's not done yet. I still have to do the roof. But
he likes it.
He likes it. And he's in there. He goes in there on his own. And,
which is huge because we had to manhandle him into his other house and then it was raining. So we manhandled him in and then he just came right back out in the rain. He'd rather be out in the rain than in that house.
Well, that one night he stood in there, but outside of that, we were covering him with blankets and tarps and he had a little homeless shelter. I called it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I had his heat lamp in there, but it's still kind of exposed.
He got under the black stone a couple times. Yeah. So we just put his heat lamp in there and covered it with the grill cover. And we're like, okay, we need to come up with something. Yeah.
So I went looking for pellets because I knew I wanted to use the pellet for the floor. And then I was just going to buy some wood. And I came across this construction site. Scored.
Gold mine.
Scored. They had this huge scrap pile. Just a big old scrap pile full of just cut wood.
Pellets.
Pellet. You know.
I got some roof paper.
Yeah, I got some roofing, like half a, like.
Did you find even, half a, were there any bath, any toilets in there? We need a toilet.
No. It was like a, you know, the bottom, the leftover roofing paper.
Right.
But I only need enough, I don't need a whole roof. I just need enough to cover basically the size of a doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up on that roofing paper. I got some 2x4s. I got some 2x6s. A pallet. Again, I just got as much as I could that, you know, didn't have too many nails in it. Something mm-hmm. I can get rid of.
Yeah, stuff you could work with.
I could work with pretty well.
Yeah.
And I, chopped it down all the way to my 1.5-inch by 1.5-inch studs and started building. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I was on a time crunch because I wanted to get done before we left again for the weekend, because we're going to be gone again next weekend. Yeah. And I need somewhere for this kid to sleep,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we need him warm.
Yes, it's just going to get worse, which means I forgot to tell you, we got to go do that mat thing, get him that mat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so anyway, low maintenance, this guy.
So we got this house built now, which he's coming in and out of, which I'm really, really happy. That, to me, that's the payoff, that he's going in there, coming out, going in there on his own. We don't have to force him to get in there. And he's just, I don't know that he's super warm yet, but he's a heck of a lot warmer than he was when he had his homeless shelter. And we'll continue to build off of that because there's some automation that we need to get in there, meaning temperature. Mm-hmm.
Climate control,
electrical.
I want a little peephole.
Yeah, you want a peephole in mm-hmm. there, which I have to weatherproof so it doesn't, you know, it stays insulated.
Get to it, Handy Manny. We don't call you that for nothing.
Anyway, I gotta finish that roof.
Every time something comes up and I'm talking with my sister, you know, like, oh, we got this. She goes, oh, Handy Manny, get his tool belt out. Every time you can do a project, you just slap it on. Handy Manny.
It hasn't failed me yet.
Not yet, baby.
In fact, I got to go do your oil change for the Durango, too.
Yes, we need to do that. Lots going on. So
I got to go, guys.
Yeah.
I got to go because I got a lot of shit to do.
Yep, and we got lots more Christmas movies to watch.
You made me watch that. It wasn't even a Christmas
movie. It's not a Christmas movie. Okay, it had Christmas added into it. No. But I thought the girls would like it. We saw The Family Switch on Netflix. Super cheesy, super predictable. The girls thought it was funny. They really enjoyed it.
I gave it about a 5.
It was cheesy. We haven't seen any of our usual. We saw a little bit of Elf while we were away. We saw a little bit of Harry Potter while we were away.
Now,
we will leave you with this thought and this fight. Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Christmas movie? Yes or no? I say yes. It's a Christmas movie. Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie.
It's in the title. But it's a Halloween movie. It's in the title. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's a play on it's the night before Christmas. It is Halloween Town citizens. Making Christmas.
Trying to be Christmas.
They're making Christmas this year. They have stolen it. It's Trick or Treat Christmas. It is a Christmas movie. It takes place. It starts on Halloween. It finishes on Christmas Eve. It is a Christmas movie. Just as much as Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie.
That's not a debate. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. That's not a debate.
It's debatable. It takes, just because, it's a holiday Christmas party where everything goes down. Therefore, it can be characterized as a Christmas movie. They are literally making Christmas. They are kidnapping Santa Claus. It's a Christmas movie.
It's a movie.
And you're going to watch it right now.
No, I've had enough of Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's watch it. When do we watch it? When do we start watching it?
October 1st.
For?
Halloween.
Thank you.
But it's a Christmas movie.
No, we don't start watching it for Christmas.
We watch it October 1st because it gets us in the mood for Halloween because it starts on Halloween. It takes place Halloween night. That's the beginning.
That's opening. Because it's a Halloween movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. Have you not been on the ride? We show you what happens when two holidays collide, Halloween and Christmas. It is a Christmas movie.
When do they start putting up the decorations? In Disneyland for Nightmare Before Christmas.
In August.
Thank you. Which follows their what?
It stays all the way through Christmas.
I'm not saying it doesn't mention Christmas. I'm not saying it doesn't involve Christmas. What I'm saying is it's a Halloween movie. They put it up in fall.
We need your votes. It's a Christmas movie.
They don't take it down for their fall decorations, but it goes up in fall. It's not like we wait. For Christmas decorations to come up and then we get Nightmare Before Christmas.
Because it starts on Halloween night. It starts Halloween night and it ends on Christmas Eve. So it stays through the Christmas season because it is a Christmas movie.
All right, y'all. Let me know what you guys think. I got to get out of here because I got stuff that I got to do. Roof to get.
You got a roof to get on. You got to feed the pig.
Feed the hog. Got to pay the bills. Pay the
bills.
Still got those bills to pay. All right, you guys. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.